From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agadet. This is Idaho Matters. Happy Thursday, everybody. With me today is our resident movie critic, George Prentice. He also hosts Morning Edition when he isn't watching tons and tons and tons of movies. And he has something very, very special for us today. Hi, George.
Hi, Sam. Yeah, I think it's going to be fun. You know, every other week we get together and we talk about movies, right? We compare notes. But a few times a year, I'd like to go to the movies and plant myself in a lobby for several hours with my microphone, of course, and watch the waves of people come. And then I'd like to talk to people about, well, what are you going to see and why did you choose this? And talk to me about going to a theater again and what that experience is. So I'm very interested in what is motivating people lately when, in fact, we can see so much at home. This is not the same experience everywhere. So full disclosure, I went to the Flix, and the Flix is an underwriting sponsor of Boise State Public Radio. But it is also a rather unique cinema in that, number one, they've got a beer and wine license, right? A full kitchen, et cetera.
Yep.
And they play a certain type of film that you don't find at a megaplex.
Right.
So I planted myself at the Flix last weekend for several hours, and I just talked to people in the waves that everybody's going to something different. So you're going to hear a number of titles here that will be familiar to you and our listeners because we've talked about these movies. You're going to hear some people say, oh, we're going to go see Tar, which is that new movie with Cate Blanchett. Some people are going to say, oh, we're going to see The Banshees of Inisherin, which is that great Irish film that I've been raving about. And so many people also said, yes, and I'm going to have a beer while I watch this movie. and more than a few people were also off to see Ticket to Paradise with George Clooney and Julia Roberts, a real good old-fashioned rom-com. I can't tell you how many people said that their choices were based on the conversations that you and I have had Gemma and I have had on this program.
Wow.
And so you'll hear a little bit about that. I snuck into the ticket booth to get that to get that vibe. I think that's interesting. And you'll also hear from some of the volunteers. As you may know, they have an army of volunteers who are ticket takers. And they have this amazing system. When people come and give their ticket, and it's usually a ticket for two, but their partner isn't with them, right? You know, the husband or the wife or their significant other is at the snack bar or whatever.
Right.
But the ticket takers have this system where they just remember everyone's name. And they say, what's your husband's name? Oh, he's Larry. What's your girlfriend's name? Oh, it's Sue. And I'm thinking, how are you remembering all these names? And as people come up, she said, are you Sue? Are you Larry? Boom. It's hilarious. And something you're probably not going to find at every theater. So it's a lot of fun. So let's listen in.
All right.
My name is Sharon, and I'm coming to see Tar.
She comes with me, yes.
Yes.
But it's something different.
Yeah.
I mean,
I agree.
I like being with people, with other people. I have a perfectly good husband at home, and we do watch movies together, but it gets boring. I need interest in my life, and being at home watching on a big screen is not always interesting. Well, and it's just fun sharing that experience with others.
Hello.
Two tickets is $16. Have you signed that? And there's your tickets. You guys are in Theater One.
Thank you.
So your name is?
Lynn.
And?
Pat.
And?
Carol.
And you're going to see?
Tar.
So do you compare notes and then you decide what you're going to see?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
We do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So why did you decide to see this?
His review.
Yes. I mean,
your review. You're very
sweet. I said the guy on NPR said it was really good.
It is very good. But did you miss this?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
not
right.
having COVID?
Having my God, yes.
On a big screen and just everything about it. Yeah.
Christina.
And?
Phil.
And what are you going to see today?
George Clooney. Tickets to Paradise. Tickets to Paradise. George Clooney.
We like rom-coms. That looks cute.
Yeah, Doris Clooney, Julia Roberts. You can't go wrong.
Yeah, no.
Can't go wrong.
And I'm a guy who admits to liking rom-com.
Can you talk with so many options to see almost anything on your phone or at home, etc.? Can you talk about the experience of going to the theater?
Well, we were just talking about it. It's totally different. Oh, I missed it so much.
Sure, I'm Jennifer.
I'm Parker.
And what are you seeing today?
We are seeing The Banshee.
Banshees, right? Of Inisherin.
Banshees, yes, of Inisherin.
Why did you choose it?
Well, we saw the ad for it a few weeks ago. We come here almost every weekend.
Yeah.
We saw the trailer a couple weeks ago, and it just looks really great. Love the cast.
It's first of all, it's fun to go with my mom, you know, out somewhere doing something fun. It's just different because, you know, you sat at home for so long during COVID, you kind of want to get out.
I would say the same thing. So it's like a whole experience, you know, because you go out, you get something to eat, something to drink, we're playing cards before, we're going to the show, and then it's like this experience from the whole day. It's not just watching the show.
Hello. Going to Theater One, right through there.
Thank you.
Enjoy the show.
This is for both of us.
Who's your partner?
Where is she?
Well, it's okay. I'll just take the name and you go get a seat.
Her name's Lori. She's not
Lori.
There. I thought she was.
Okay. Well, I'll send Lori in.
Okay.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm one. He's getting food.
Who's the he?
Jeff.
I'll send Jeff in. Hello. Which one? Are you Lori?
Yeah.
You're in there.
Okay, thank you.
What a system.
You do this long enough, you get it.
So your first name is?
Serena.
And?
Jill.
And what are you seeing?
The Banshees of Inisherin.
Love that duo. That combination of actors are just amazing. They were so good in Bruges, and why not see it again, right?
Well, I just threw it out to the friend group, and a few of us are meeting and going to see it.
Hello. What can I get for you?
One senior for Banshees.
It's going to be $8. Sign that.
Have you seen this movie yet?
No, but I really want to. I liked In Bruges a lot. There's your ticket. You're in Theater One.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, we're going to the Banshees movie, too.
Two tickets is $16.
Maureen.
And?
Verve.
And what are you going to go see?
The Banshees.
And why did you choose that?
I'm Irish.
Pardon me, but are you going to get a beer?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
A pint.
Okay.
And there's the pint, right? It did my heart well to do this and to connect with, quite frankly, our listeners, too, and people who like to talk about movies and missed each other.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's just amazing. I mean, it's such an experience to go to the theater and to miss that. And I loved the one lady who said, I have a perfectly good husband at home, but...
You know, we could all use an excuse to be in each other's company again. Yes. And given that everyone is taking care of themselves and each other and, you know, knock wood, there's some really good movies coming for the holidays and it will only get busier. But it was a positive vibe that I forgot existed. It was a really fun experience.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. We loved it. Okay, George, let's jump to this week's recommendations for what to watch. It's been cold and wet and miserable outside this week. Sounds like maybe a good weekend to curl up around the TV, maybe at the theater and just watch a good show. What do you have for us this week?
So the first thing I'd like our listeners to watch is actually a trailer. This is of The Whale, and we've been talking about this for the last several weeks. This is the film written by Idaho Sam Hunter. It is getting some of the best reviews of the year. I was lucky enough to see its premiere at the Toronto Film Festival. And yes, folks, this is the film that you've probably heard about that Brendan Fraser is in. And I know I've been talking about it, et cetera. Well, they just dropped a trailer 2 days ago that, because I could describe it all day long. But Sam, I asked you to take a look at this.
Just saw it.
During the break.
Yeah.
It's stunning, isn't it?
It is stunning, shocking.
Right.
It's right to your heart. I mean, it's just your jaw is just dropped to the floor.
It is, and as of as of today, he is the front runner probably for the best actor prize. He will most certainly be nominated. Yes, he wears a fat suit. Yes, there are prosthetics. But as I've said in the past, it's not one of those films. His performance punches through all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a lot to do with the script from Sam Hunter. It's a very personal script. And I have not shared the full interview that I've had with Sam Hunter. I'm going to hold that until the film opens, which is early December. But I would like to share some of that right now when I asked Sam about the casting of Brendan Fraser.
And it was right before the pandemic hit that Darren reached out to me and he said, what do you think about Brendan Fraser? And
wow,
you know, this is 8 years after we first started talking. And even though I know he had looked at probably thousands of different actors for this role, he had never brought a name to me. That was the first name he ever brought forward to me as an idea. And so I was like, oh, wow, he's really serious about this. And then Darren rented a little theater here in New York in the East Village. Mm-hmm. And we did a reading of the screenplay, much like you would do a reading of the play. 15-20 minutes in, it was just like, oh my gosh, I think he has it. Like you know, when you're doing a audition process, I think what you're looking for is somebody where you're like, oh, I think they can get there. You know what I mean? I think they have it in them. I think they can really bring it. But there was something that, like, Brendan already had it. It was like in the room from the get-go.
And this is one of those times when I can't wait for other people to see this film because I'm desperate to talk about it. As I've mentioned before, there are Idaho themes in this movie. This is through a very Idaho lens. Much of the character that Brendan Fraser portrays, Sam Hunter went through in his early years. I don't want to give away too much, but it's not only the best lead performance, but the supporting performances. And this is, by the way, you heard him mention Darren. That's Darren Aronofsky, the writer-director who did The Black Swan, very provocative director. And festival after festival, this is getting jaws to drop everywhere. But it has not been commercially released yet. It will be early December. It will be here. And just before that happens, we will be sharing our exclusive interview with Sam Hunter. I rarely tell people, oh, take a look at this trailer. But this gives you an idea of what is in store.
As you said, it just dropped. It's out there. Just put in the Whale trailer and it pops right up.
Yeah.
And it's only about a minute, 13 seconds.
It's what they call a teaser trailer, just to give you a sense. There's some snippets of some of the reviews that are out there, and they are raves. But it's an incredibly personal story. And I instantly knew this character. And I think you will. I think everyone will recognize this character. We know people like this, and it can be any kind of addiction or sadness. But there are people in the shadow of life, and in this particular instance, someone who did not disclose the fact that he was gay when he was in a marriage, and as a result, he left his family and he left his daughter, and it's about reconciliation, and it's also about some things being a little too late and some things not being too late. And I guess, you know, life lesson, right? It's never too late.
Wow.
It's great. It's The Whale.
All right, which we're going to be talking more about as we get closer to the release.
Yep.
So let's jump to something that is out there and has been out there for a while. Let's talk about royalty.
Yeah, The Crown. And boy, we've been waiting for this one. Netflix season 5 has just begun this week. It's stirring up quite a bit of controversy. The first episode is out there. I thought I'd share a little of that. Now, keep in mind where we are now with The Crown. We, you know, it's Charles and Diana, and their marriage is falling apart as it was in season 4, but now they've got two little ones. And here is a scene of The Crown. Now, we have, they're aboard a yacht in Italy, and Charles has told the press, oh, it's a second honeymoon. Well, it's anything but, right? So he's there with Diana, and she's thinking it's just them and the kids. But he brings along all of his friends, and so she's instantly frustrated. And He's holding court on the deck of this yacht, telling everyone what is about to happen. And Diana is frustrated and bored. And these little boys are there. And so, let's take a listen. Diana now is being portrayed by Elizabeth Debicki. And Charles is now being portrayed by Dominic West. Great actors. Let's listen to the first episode of the new season of The Crown.
So the route I propose that we take is from Naples to Ischia, where Garibaldi spent some time recuperating after being injured in the Italian Wars of Independence. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Then on to Capri to see the ruins of the magnificent Villa Jovis. Then down the Amalfi Coast, onto Sicily, with a final stop in Olbia on Sardinia for a private view of the Museo Archeologico there. And were there any other requests?
Some beaches, perhaps.
There will, of course, be beaches along the way.
And water sports.
And noisy water sports.
And shopping.
Shopping?
It's possible some people might like to go shopping one day.
Who? Show of hands, would anyone apart from Diana like to go shopping?
Me! I want to go shopping.
Me too.
Then we'll go shopping.
Wow.
Yeah, and there's the little ones coming to her rescue. And in the follow-up scene, Diana telling her sons, thank you for sticking up for me. That was brave. Now, here's the controversy. Some critics are saying the timing of this latest season is distasteful and disrespectful because, indeed, this is the 90s when Princess Diana was estranged from then Prince Charles. And if you remember, folks, Queen Elizabeth, this was not her finest hour, let alone years. She admitted that later on. And to all of this, I would say, give me a break, Your Majesty. The Crown has propped up the royal family just fine, and I didn't see them saying, oh, no, 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 no. No, they loved it. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? These were the really, really difficult years.
Yep.
And I can't help but think. And by the way, you know, do we really have to – it's just like, did this really happen with Charles? Well, yeah, Your Majesty. You know, you're a bit of a cad on a good day. And I can't help but think what Diana would think about this. So I don't think it's going to keep anybody from Netflix, but for people to get uppity about this, just because we remember it, just because it was in our lifetime,
mm-hmm.
give me a break. Is there artistic license? Ton of it.
Sure.
A ton of it. But last time I checked, there's a full series on Netflix on Jeffrey Dahmer, and I doubt that dialogue is you know, word for word as well. You know, come on. Come on. Anyway, The Crown is the production value is superb. And it's well worth a watch and probably worth, a discussion and maybe a debate. For the record, I love it.
Well, to be fair, it is not a documentary. There is lots of artistic license there.
Yeah.
So you have to make sure you're not looking at it in that lens. And speaking of documentaries, mm-hmm. I understand you want to speak about a documentary.
I love this one. It's called Pepsi, Where's My Jet? This is a true story, nearly unbelievable. In the 1990s, Pepsi, of course, was the trendy TV commercial with Cindy Crawford, Michael J. Fox, Michael Jackson. They introduced something back then called Pepsi Points. You could save points from bottle caps and then trade them in for some cheesy prizes. In one of their commercials, one of Pepsi's commercials, just to be cheeky, they had a huge fighter jet and they said, oh, these can be yours. A few million Pepsi points, right?
Right.
By the way, the jet was worth $23 million at the time, about $40 million today. In the commercial, they said, you can have this jet if you redeem 7 million Pepsi points. Well, a young man, his name was John Leonard, said, I want that jet. Let's listen.
John, this commercial comes on. Carry your jet, 7 million Pepsi points. I really saw this as an opportunity to change my world. I'm like, I want the jet. My mind couldn't stop racing to try to figure out how to make this happen.
We just couldn't drink that much Pepsi.
I need to buy 1.4 million 12-packs. I knew there was one person that I could potentially get to bite on this.
And then he pitched this idea. It's crazy, it's insane.
legal, they'll kill anything.
It was something right out of Tom Clancy's story.
I'm not going to prison over a damn jet.
We need to shake things up a little bit.
Plot twist.
Michael Avenatti. You can read all about him. Just Google his name.
This is when things really started to get crazy.
They never figured that there ever would be a John Lennon.
What I have to lose.
You wanted that jet.
I want the jet.
Johnny wants the jet.
And indeed, there was a court case, John Leonard versus PepsiCo in New York District Court. It is, you know, the craziest things are the things that are true, right? And so this is a documentary on Netflix. It is called Pepsi, Where's My Jet? And it debuts November 17th.
Wow. Okay. That I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Bring it. Where's my jet? Oh, we've been speaking with our resident movie critic, George Prentice, who just happens to host Morning Edition each morning on Boise State Public Radio News. Thanks, George, and we'll see you at the movies.
Thanks, Sam. Stay warm.
I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. You're listening to Idaho Matters.
Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.